In the wake of President Trump's coronavirus diagnosis, Americans have diverged on whether to have empathy for the president and have struggled for the right response. Reverend Laura Everett, who is the executive director of the Massachusetts Council of Churches, recently wrote an op-ed for Cognoscenti, which is WBUR's ideas and opinion page. It was called, "I'm Praying for Donald Trump, Even Though I Don't Want To." In it, Everett explains how praying for the president isn't about who he is, but about who she wants to be. To talk about it, Reverend Laura Everett joins us now. Reverend Laura, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Hi, Tiziana.
So when did you begin praying and what was your first prayer?
My stomach dropped when I heard the news. And this was a real challenge. This was a real challenge for me. I imagine it was for many people. I've been praying for so many people who have been sick. I've done funerals for those who have died. And, you know, my wall is littered with, not littered, my wall is papered with the names of people who I hold in prayer right now. And it pained me, but it felt important to add the names of the people who had contracted COVID at this event at the White House.
You talked about it being painful. And we're going to talk now about your spiritual journey. And I want to acknowledge that. I want to take a second here, Reverend Laura, to say we are in a general election. Voting has started in some parts of the country. There will be listeners who disagree with how you feel about the president, who disagree with the choice to pray, who think it's a no-brainer. Of course you would pray. This is our conversation about your spiritual journey from where you are. Why did you want to write a piece and tell the world that you were praying for someone that you didn't want to be praying for?
Right. Well, and I've heard from a lot of those people, people who are angry with me for praying for him, and people who are angry with me that I'm praying for him with what is they perceived as an asterisk. But it felt important to me also because I don't think we often see religious leaders grapple in public with their struggles to live according to their values and according to their traditions. But it seemed important to me to share with other people how hard I think this is. And as a Christian, as a public leader in the church, this is one of the places where I find it incredibly hard to follow Jesus. The words are pretty clear here about loving your enemies and praying for those who persecute you. The gospel is so inconvenient for me right here. And Mr. Trump claims to follow this migrant, brown-skinned Jewish rabbi named Jesus, just as I do. And the gospel asks of me things I'd rather not do. I do not especially want to pray for my enemies. But here I am, and here is this person who was also baptized, who also makes a claim to be a Christian, and I hear Jesus, who I say is my Savior and Lord, asking me to do something I'd rather not do, in part because the president has made decisions again and again and again that put people I love and communities that are fragile because of his decisions in danger. I am so angry. I'm so angry with this man's behavior that has led to death and destruction.
So it's interesting. I mean, you use the term enemy to refer to the president of the United States, and you're expressing a great deal of anger. And again, in a world where I know that you know that not everyone, not even every Christian, sees it that way. There are huge swaths of Christian America who would disagree with you on almost everything you just said. As a pastor, somebody who has chosen to live your personal and professional life in the Christian faith, how do you work through that?
Hopefully with a fair amount of humility, knowing that there are places where I may be wrong and I need other people to correct me. Also with time in silence and in prayer before God and in serious contemplation of both the words of scripture and the traditions that I uphold. And I understand that this is an incredibly hard call to pray for those with whom you disagree, to pray for those who are making decisions that are hurting people you love. You know, this past weekend, Tiziana, I presided at a funeral for a family where we withheld hugs. We didn't sing together. We withheld acts of compassion in order to keep one another safe. That's what I did this weekend in order to protect people I love. And meanwhile, what does the president do? He goes on a joyride and puts staff at risk. He refuses to wear a mask and he proceeds to spread false information about this illness, all the while receiving the best medical treatment in the nation. It is, as I have been working for the past 7 months to make sure Christians in the Commonwealth are being as safe as we can be, to not create super spreader events at church, I find this absolutely infuriating. And I hear the gospel ask me to pray. And so I'm trying to hold that complexity.
Let's take one step to the left out of the portion of our conversation that is at root about a Christian message here. And let's talk about, for just a minute, as a pastor, how you think about talking to people about the relationship between anger and empathy.
I think feelings are valid. I think feelings are very, very valid. And, you know, the great thing for me about the fullness of scripture is that we get such a wide range of feelings. We get psalms with anger and rage, and those are also part of the tradition. I want to be really careful. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. I want to hear this.
Sure. I want to be really careful. I'm saying what is true for me right now, that I have some capacity to pray. And I understand that not everybody is in this place. I know there have been times when I've been too angry, too heartsick, too weary to pray, and other people have held prayers for me. And maybe I can do that for other people right now, too.
We have about 30 seconds left, Reverend Laura. What is a prayer that you are saying for our broader Commonwealth community during this crisis?
I'm praying for healing. I am praying for healing. I've been praying a prayer since fairly early on, asking that this plague pass over, because God's will is health and wholeness, and God longs for us to be one. Let this plague pass over, for your will is health and wholeness, and you long for us to be one.
And that is Reverend Laura Everett, Executive Director of the Massachusetts Council of Churches. You can find a link to her op-ed on our website, radioboston.org. Thank you.
Thank you, Tiziana.